Those of you who have experienced a beautiful love, a beautiful courtship, marriage, and honeymoon, I want you to remember that time. If you had that experience, I want you to bring it back to your memory. Remember, you were head over heels in love. You were crazy, deeply, madly, shamelessly in love. There's no other way to describe it. We don't have the right words for love. So we have to grab symbols and ways of saying things. But remember that time? I want to use that time to talk about Jesus and the gospel today. Imagine God's Son coming to earth, born to Mary as Jesus. Picture his sojourn on earth as God's honeymoon. Think about it. So here is God from all ages becoming man for 33 years. He'd been planning this since before the beginning of the world. This was his dream. His time on earth fulfilled his dream to bring us back to himself. The Son of God married us. God was crazy, deeply, madly, shamelessly in love with us. Read Scripture, it's just right there. He was in love with all mankind, not just Catholics or Christians, but everybody. He was in love so much that he became a man to live with us, to live from his conception with the Blessed Mother until his death on the cross and his resurrection. He loved us so much that he came to share every part of our life. He loved us so much that he wanted us to live eternally with him. He defeated death for us so that we might have no barriers between us and him. That's the gift he wanted to give us. He wanted us to live with him forever. This is a crazy love story. What happens to someone who's loved so much? And we see it all the time. Just look around, you see it all the time. When someone loves someone else that much, it changes the person. It changes you. Your love changed you. Unless you have a heart of stone. That love begins to spark in your life and in your heart, and you begin to love back. It's a strange feeling. But you begin to return that love. Love has to be returned. That's the way love works. It might get messy and complicated. It's awkward a lot of times. But that love begins to grow and grow and grow and bigger and bigger and like a family. That's what happens in families that spring out of that love, out of the love of the two lovers. Life as Jesus was the Son of God's honeymoon. He'd been looking forward to this for longer than we even existed. It was messy, often awkward, complicated at times, but that's how love is. And he experienced every bit of it with us. And he asks us to return it. And Jesus taught us how to love back. Remember, we don't have a good language for love, but listen to the words he used when he was using symbols and words and parables. Jesus taught us to love. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. That's what happens, isn't it? And when we're deeply in love, we are most able to reshape our lives and conform to one another, picking up each other's traits, each other's habits and values. Love does that to us too. St. John writes about that transformation in love in his first letter, saying, we keep his commandments and we do what pleases him. That's what lovers do. That's what happens when we grow in love with God. It's what happens to marriage partners. You gradually begin to grow close to them in their habits, in their views that weren't yours. You begin to share those. We honor each other's most treasured values. It's a sure sign that someone is in love with someone else when you begin to see those signs. They're not like they were before. It also happens to priests. I often compare priesthood to marriage. We fall in love with the church. Part of my journey to the priesthood was the fact that I had lived 37 years in marriage. I'm a widower, you know, and she was gone. And I went on for over a year or so, and realizing I had to live my life in love. I couldn't live any other way. And thank God the priesthood was available to me. And I experienced that falling in love all over again, coming into the priesthood. Amazing similarities. It's not a career, it's not a job, it's a love affair. And it's sometimes messy, and it's sometimes awkward. Oftentimes crazy, but it's deep, deep love, like you experience in a marriage. It also happens to religious sisters. Just watch sometime, just observe our disciples of Jesus, the discípulos de Jesús, the four of them. That they marry Jesus after 8 years of formation, when they make their permanent vows, they put on a wedding ring as a symbol of that marriage with Jesus for the rest of their lives. And you get to watch them. How do they live that? And it's messy, and it's awkward, and it's crazy, and it's beautiful. John tells us that loving is God's commandment. It's what he wants of us. He wants it with us. He wants us to be lovers. He wants us to love him. And John writes in that first letter, John writes, and his commandment is this. We should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. Don't ever forget, God loved us first.